Climate Crazy Bojo ignored calls to cut green taxes to ease cost of living pressures. By Peter Catalan, June 10, 2022. The UK's climate crazy Prime Minister has reportedly ignored calls for him to ease the current cost of living crisis by cutting green taxes. So-called Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson is said to have ignored advice to cut green taxes so as to ease the ongoing cost of living crisis for everyday Britons. A temporary suspension of climate-linked taxes has already reportedly been implemented in Germany in the hopes of curbing rising costs faced by the general public, with a close advisor to Johnson pleading for him to implement similar policy measures. However, according to a report by The Telegraph, the British Premier has reportedly ignored these calls, having previously promised to massively cut back on UK emissions. Instead, despite the fact that many other Tory party MPs have also reportedly been desperately calling for taxes to be curbed, the Prime Minister appears to be prioritizing his own pet climate crazy projects, having previously promised to see combustion engine car sales banned in the country by 2030, and for the country to be made a net zero carbon emitter by 2050. In the meantime, essential elements of British industry have started to crumble under the weight of inflation, with one of the UK's two major fertiliser plants being forced to shut its doors over high environmental taxes, as well as the spiralling costs of natural gas. An essential resource for farming that has already been put under serious supply constraints as a result of the Ukraine war. The loss of supply from the CF fertilisers plant in Ince will likely put the supply of food in Britain in a far more precarious position. You'd sooner have two plants rather than one, because if something goes wrong with that one plant, you're in trouble, noted Nick Allen, chief executive of the British Meat Processors Association. Allen went on to say that effort needed to be put into keeping the second major plant in Billingham operational, saying that disruptions to production there could end up causing serious problems. You feel way more vulnerable to what happens there. You only need one thing to go wrong there, he continued. It leaves the whole industry a lot more vulnerable, that's for certain. We are becoming more dependent on individual points in the supply chain. Meanwhile, the president of the UK's National Farmers Union described the plant's closure as a further blow for his members operating in Britain. This comes at a time when costs and supply face unprecedented risk, the NFU president, Tom Bradshaw, said. This closure is likely to further restrict global supply, and we are seeking urgent clarification from CF Fertilisers on the production capabilities of its remaining plant at Billingham. Meanwhile, global supply shortages in both grain and fertilizer from Ukraine have had a seismic knock-on effect on the developing world, with EU ministers now warning that another migrant crisis could erupt out of Africa as a result of increasing costs and collapsing food security on the continent. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.